It's Monday, January 7th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV, Episode 24. I am joined by Craig Mertz and Bradford Benn talking about connected classrooms. Bradford Benn starts off talking about the importance of forward thinking when designing classrooms with today's technology.
If you had told me 3 years ago we're going to do 10 gig on fiber directly to a projector, most of us would go, yeah, that's funny. And now it's something we're really doing. So I think, you know, I don't want to say future-proofing because nothing's future-proof, but I want to say thinking forward-looking of what could be next. I also think some of the integrators need to expand their IT expertise. How many buildings have we been to where the Wi-Fi solution is just a consumer access point, and as soon as you put three people on it, it slows to a crawl? So setting up that type of stuff is important, so that, you know, you have student security that's authenticating to the access points, and the access points give you a mesh network, so that way as you move from place to place, you stay connected. But at the same time, you might want to go hardwired, so that way people in classroom one can only connect to classroom one. But that has a whole nother security risk in there. So it comes down to a whole bunch of planning ahead, a whole bunch of every room should have at least two fibers going into it, in my opinion, because you can hide switches above the ceiling. There are plenum spaces that you can do that in, et cetera, et cetera. But the whole idea of it is a whole different approach. As Craig said, they're streaming high quality video. That's a big thing. Now, I will disagree a little bit with Craig. I agree it needs to be pseudo real time. The reason I say pseudo real time is if you're a second later at a remote campus, that might not be a problem as long as the teacher understands that. It's just like teaching a WebEx. Or if you're just retrieving from a media library to play back a pre-recorded meeting. That needs to be streamed continuously, but that also could be buffered. So Craig's point is very much true of a lot of things you do need to stream real time. But sometimes I think some people go, this needs to be real time, before they think through all of the requirements of what's actually needed. Yeah. And then comes the one that I love, and we'll probably be talking about in January if all goes well, Tim. The security of the fun. As soon as you as the IT people or the AV people put all of this on one big network, who's liable when stuff gets hacked? So then comes the question of, is it better to do Wi-Fi where you need instructions to connect? Or is it better to do wired where you have to plug in? And I'm not going to go down that whole path, but it's one of those things that needs to start. Also, to Craig's point, he said, you know, if there's a consultant on board, I hope the consultant already talked with the architect during the architect's programming phase, which is different than the AV vendor's programming phase. This is when you write down what the spaces have to do. And that's where, if there's a consultant, that onus does fall on the consultant. And sometimes this means getting involved a whole lot sooner.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.